It's new. It's interactive. It's free. It's Dog Pound Drive, the Cleveland Browns fan pregame. Don't miss the music, the food, the beer, Browns Beer Garden, and more. It's all happening next to First Energy Stadium. Don't want to miss the beer. On Alfred Lerner Way, it's starting 3 hours before every home kickoff. Don't miss this Saturday's Dog Pound Drive pregame before the Browns take on the Rams from 5 to 8 p.m. right before kickoff. Sounds like a lot of fun. All right, it is Cleveland Browns Daily. We are driven by Liberty Ford. He is Nathan Zagura, and I'm Vic Carucci. So we got some sound from last night's game. The two quarterbacks, Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel, meeting with the media. Let's start first with Hoyer's comments to reporters. And
you know,
go ahead. I'm sorry, I messed you up on that, Matt, our producer. I was going to lead it in with this instead of playing it in entirety. But this is his opening statement after the game.
Probably couldn't have been any worse. It's disappointing. It's embarrassing. You know, we started off poorly, and it really never changed after that.
Yeah, it couldn't have gone worse. It's embarrassing. And he knows it. I want to see him do well. It would be phenomenal. It would be great. We would love to see that happen. And you have to wonder, is he pressing?
I think, you know,
well, he was asked that question.
He was asked it, and here's what he has to say, and then we'll give our thoughts. Go ahead.
No, I don't think so at all. I don't think I am. I mean, you know, things in the game are a little bit different than a practice, so it's not anything that it's a pressing. I mean, if I'm thinking about trying to make a perfect throw while I'm out there, it's not going to, you know, I just got to go out and do it, and there's no excuse for it.
Well, so he won't take that as an excuse, or he won't acknowledge that that's the case. And it's a bad thing for him, by the way, to acknowledge. So the rest of us can kind of look at it and draw our own conclusions. It's hard for me to believe that he isn't. It really is. But so be it. I want him to stay in the most positive frame of mind he possibly can after something like that. And I think it's extremely difficult. And, yeah, we do a lot of psychoanalyzing, especially with quarterbacks. And perhaps we're missing the mark completely. We can't go inside his head and say unequivocally we know that something's bothering him, but you watch his performance, and it just looks un-Hoyer-like. It doesn't look like what Brian is when he's at his best. So is it that? Is it something else? Is he not comfortable working the offense? I don't know. Because let's put it this way, there's a reason.
There is a reason. There's some. And listen, this is a guy coming back from a torn ACL. This is a guy who started basically three games in the NFL and a portion of a fourth. So he very much is young and inexperienced, and he's never been in this situation. He's always been in the situation where he had nothing to lose. He goes out there week 17 for Arizona, nothing to lose. He takes over as the third-string quarterback for the Browns last year, nothing to lose, only to gain. Now he has something to lose, and I think psychologically it's having some type of an impact on him. That's basically, that's how it seems. So,
all right. And then Brian Hoyer's overall thoughts on the offense.
You know, I got to make better throws. You know, I got to put it right on Hawk in the end zone. It should have been a touchdown. I mean, there's no excuse for that. So, obviously, you know, if you want to look at the positives, you look at our defense. They were amazing. They did a great job. And as an offense, we got to pick it up. I mean, you see how good our defense is, and you just know if we just get things going, you know, how good this team can be, but we have to improve.
Got to improve is right. That's what the Cleveland Browns must do. And the quarterback position, obviously, the area right now you'd say needs the most improvement, just the passing game. I'm not even going to say the quarterback. I'm going to say the passing game in general. You need to have the quarterbacks, the receivers, tight ends. Jordan Cameron was not sharp last night as he was getting acclimated to being back in game action as well. Johnny Manziel was not much better. Obviously, his thoughts after the game started with an evaluation of his performance.
Some good and some bad. I don't feel like I was incredibly decisive coming out the first few drives, which I feel like that's where I've been my best at the past couple weeks of practice is picking which side I'm going to, sticking with that, and really throwing the ball. I mean, I felt like I came out in the earlier series and really tried to force everything and not let it fly like I should have. I need to get better at that and just go out and throw the dang ball.
You know, throw the dang ball, let it fly. I mean, those are the kind of words, and that's descriptive of his game, of what we know his game to be. And he doesn't look like that quarterback either. He looks like somebody, and I'm not even going to say trying to be something he's not, But clearly he's thinking too much. And why is he thinking too much? Because that's what he's saying as well, that he's overthinking. And he's thinking too much because he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't understand this playbook. Not only the verbiage, I know that's been talked about a lot, the plays as they're recited by name, but I also think, Nathan, it's beyond that. I think it's the understanding of the whole conceptualization of a play.
There's a lot to do, a lot about it that goes into it. And he even says that I need to get the play call, visualize the play in my head, be able to see that. And I think that has been tough for him. You've talked about the wristband component with it as well. But what I saw yesterday, certainly on the field, it was very apparent because I was on the field for Detroit. He was humming the ball against Detroit. He was throwing it freely. Last night, he was aiming some of those passes. That one to Josh Gordon that fell at the feet. Now, Josh Gordon could have given a little bit of an effort, tried to make a sliding catch for that ball, and gave absolutely no effort on that play whatsoever. But
that and others, yeah.
That ball was not ripped in there the way Johnny Manziel can rip the ball in there. So he needs to just go back and just play football. Both of those guys, I thought, played a little tentatively. And when you play tentative, like anything, imagine for the guys who don't play football, playing basketball, when you need to go up there and make a free throw and you're tentative, you short-arm it a little bit. You can short-arm it, miss it. It's the same thing the yips with a putt. You're just not confident in what you're doing. You're not playing free. You need to play free.
He needs to play free, and the only way it's going to happen is if he's, again, allowed to run this offense, his way, and run it over a period of time. And I'm not sure that that's – in fact, I'll go out on a limb and say that that's not been the case. For whatever plays that are specifically designed for Manziel's skill set, they've been few and far between in terms of, I think, what's been run at practice, what he's been working on. He's had some exposure to that, and obviously there's been some exposure to that in games, and I it's looked rough. And I think, actually, he's looked the roughest when he's tried to do the pistol stuff. I think if you chart the better plays that Johnny Manziel has had in these two games, especially the Detroit games, he was in the pocket for the better ones. Fair?
In the pocket?
More so than pistol. No, I mean, he was working
under
as
center.
He was working in a more conventional, or he was working in something other than pistol when he's done his best work.
He likes the shotgun as well. I think he even likes that better than the pistol. But I think another
shotgun/pocket versus
in the pocket.
Pistol
versus
pistol slash crowd the line. Yeah,
yeah. I agree with that. He needs the other thing too is that there isn't a lot of game planning done in the preseason. And I don't think they want to show a lot of what they hope to do with Johnny Manziel. So I think that's an interesting dynamic that could be at play because we've seen things in practice that are different than what we've seen in games thus far as it relates to Johnny. The bottom line is he needs to calm down in the pocket. Yeah. I thought his footwork was bad again yesterday. I thought he regressed with his footwork on many throws, which is bad. And that's something, you know, from Texas A&M, his footwork can be questionable. His release points, I like that he can release it from a lot of different angles. That's fine. But he needs to be able to step into his throws. And I think one of the things that, you know, when you watch some of the other rookies in this draft, some of the other guys who he was compared to, Teddy Bridgewater, always hits the top of his drop, bounces forward, and steps into every throw that he makes basically as long as he can. Blake Bortles has improved his footwork significantly. And Johnny Manziel had as well. But under pressure, that's when you revert to some of your bad habits. And we certainly saw some of those bad habits yesterday.
And he was asked if he thought the QB competition and the pressure got to him and Hoyer.
You know, I don't think either me or Brian are extremely focused on it. I feel I'm just being around Brian in a few days. He's coming in every day, giving everything he's got to go out and play his best football, and I'm doing the same thing. I don't think I'll speak for myself that I'm not incredibly focused on this race. I think I need to do what I need to do and get better as a football player, get better at learning this offense, and everything else will come.
You know, and one other thing, and it didn't make his night go great, but he added one more issue to his night, and that, of course, was basically flipping off the Redskins bench. And the head coach, Mike Pettine, said it did not sit well with him. He said he was informed of it after the game. This is what Mike Pettine told us after the game. And he said it's disappointing. We talk about being poised and focused and that you have to be able to maintain your poise. That's a big part of all football players, especially the quarterback. Well, here's what the quarterback, Johnny Manziel, had to say about flipping the bird to the Redskins.
I get words exchanged with me throughout the entirety of the game, every game, week after week, and should have been smarter. It was a Monday night football game. I mean, the cameras were probably solidly on me, so I just need to be smarter about that.
He needs to be smarter because he got caught, not because he did it. I don't think he expressed any regret, remorse whatsoever about doing what he did.
And he'll face a potential fine from the NFL of $11,000 there. You know, listen, he's a competitor. He has a lot of self-belief. It's interesting. As we were on the air, Jim Trotter posted an article saying that they did a poll of 82 players in the National Football League about whether or not Johnny Manziel would succeed or be a bust. And 70% said that he would succeed in the league, and they cite his competitive nature. And that was one of the things that really came up was the fact that this is a guy who needs to be great. And listen, I hope that he takes what happened in this game and really shows a lot of improvement in the next game. I think that this is going to be tough for both of these quarterbacks to rebound from. Hopefully one of them will be named the starter and get the majority of the work, because I think whoever is the starter needs it. But right now, it's an interesting decision because, yes, you've seen Brian Hoyer start in the NFL. You know that he can do it. And Mike Pettine, we know from the story with Ashley Fox, who came on with us yesterday, had a fondness for Brian Hoyer, sent him the card after Hoyer got injured against Buffalo, thought he was a better quarterback than getting the respect that he got around the league. So there's that aspect of this. The other aspect is he has not responded to the competition like I'm sure Mike Pettine would want or hope. And you know, for the most part, the quarterbacks who have been rookies that have gone on to be successful in the NFL have played. And played right away.
You know, you could probably – it's a little easier to be more conclusive regarding Hoyer's play right now because of 5 years of NFL experience, even if it's been limited starts, 4 official career starts in the league. But you feel with that body of work foundation that you need to see better now, that the excuses for not looking at least sharp, efficient, whatever, are few for him. Manziel, there's a lot more you can apply to, and it's not excuse making. These are facts of what he doesn't know and how he's still developing. And you just won't, you can't allow yourself, at least I can't allow myself, to say it's over now for him after 2 preseason games. My God, you can't do that. And I think some people get a little carried away with that thought. It's disappointing. It's heartbreaking in many ways. It's frustrating. It's you, because you want more and you want to see more, but you can't put it all in this basket and say it's never going to get better for him, because again, the way his game is set up and how much he needs to learn, you could at least assume that he's got a chance to improve on that. With Hoyer, I think you know where the ceiling is, and unfortunately now he's going below that ceiling. You know what I'm saying? And can he get back up to the ceiling? Perhaps, but that's the greater concern, is that you shouldn't be seeing that now, I don't think, this at this point from Brian.
No, I just don't. Right now, we have not, and certainly there were a lot of people in this Cleveland area who wanted to see it. You know, I felt, and I said it, I've been on record, I said that I thought the Brian Hoyer that we saw last year certainly could lead this team to the playoffs with the way that this defense is playing, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, you know, you're searching for answers at quarterback. But at the same time, I still continue to stress this as well. While it is alarming to me, I do believe it is only the preseason, and it doesn't matter. I think what you're looking for is talent out there in the preseason. What concerns me, though, is the mental aspect of it from the Brian Hoyer standpoint. That's something that I didn't think I would see that. That kind of came out of left field to me. I thought Brian Hoyer, what he did have, was mental toughness. He was the cerebral guy out there, and that kind of has been a little bit alarming to me. All right, we're going to play a little After Further Review coming up as we get into more of the things about this game. We also want to take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. And remember, it's not all bad, folks. The defense was very good. The first-team defense, 3 turnovers and a goal line stand. Carlos Dansby telling me after the game, they called out our manhood. They're going to try to run power at us 3 times in a row from the 1-yard line. They got nothing. So that was good. We like that. All right, we'll be back. Zagur and Carucci right after this.